Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast for beauty lovers by beauty lovers. I am your host, Lindsay Kelk, best-selling author, wild, and beauty enthusiast. And today I am back with, as promised, would you believe it? Imagine doing something as promised. It feels wrong. As promised, I wanted to talk to you all about some of the newer products I've been enjoying over the last few months. And also, because it was just extremely highly requested, I mentioned this last episode and I did not anticipate the response that I received. So I'm bringing it forward. On the second part of today's episode, I'm going to go through some of the great products from e.l.f. e.l.f. Cosmetics. Everyone is going wild for this stuff. So I wanted to talk you through my experiences with the brand, where I think you should put your money, although let's be real, it's a massive bargain. Everything from the brand is a bargain. So put your money wherever you like, but I'll tell you the products that I really enjoy the most. So that will be coming up in the second part of today's show. For the first part, as promised, I wanted to go through some of the newest stuff I've been using. Now, full disclosure, the last sort of 6 to 12 months, honestly, it's been a while. I haven't been as interested in the new releases. Like, I don't know if it's, you know, there is a season for everything and for everything a season, and I'm just not in a big beauty place right now. I've been crazy busy with my other job, the old writing thing. And that doesn't leave a lot of room to invest in the beauty space, which I would like to do. I'd like to spend more time here with you all and more time in Sephora and Ulta and explaining things to my credit card company. But there just hasn't been that much stuff that I've been super, super interested in. I've managed to stay away from some of the most expensive recent launches, even though I've had very itchy fingers and been like, I need it. I need all these new palettes. I don't need all those new palettes. I've got all the palettes. I've got all the colours that I'm ever going to use. So I'm doing good. I'm doing good on staying away from stuff I don't need. That said, the stuff that I have bought that I have enjoyed, I've really enjoyed. So that's what I want to tell you about. Starting with, and this is a shocker, no one is more shocked than I about this, but as you may or may not know, I'm about to leave for the UK for a book tour for my new book, Love Me Do, out in July 20th, and USA in September 5th, and Australia, New Zealand in November. I'm sorry you've got to wait so long, but they want to put it out in summer. I'm so sorry. But yeah, I'm about to head out to the UK for my book tour, which usually means like a lot of maintenance. It means I'm getting my roots done. It means I'm getting a mani-pedi. It means I'm taking care of my face. I'm doing facials, all this stuff. I've not had the time. I don't know if you've noticed, there's a common theme here. I've not had the time to do anything. I did get my roots done because that would have been monstrous if I hadn't. But mani-pedi, like, I just have not had the time to take 2 hours out of my day to go and get it done. And I have found myself, this is so weird to say, obsessed with press on nails. Now, in my day, said Nana, press on nails were just trash. They never fit your hands. They fell off after 2 seconds. They were just rubbish. They looked fake. They felt gross. They were no good. Press on nails right now are having such a moment. And I know it's not just right now. I know it's been happening for a while. I just didn't trust. I didn't believe. And that's on me. And I have to give credit where credit's due. It was Olive & June, the brand that I've been using the most, which is a big old brand out here in the US now. Well, up and coming. They were just salons, I think, started in LA. I know they're in LA. And now they have a nail color that you can buy and these press-on nails. And they're so pretty. They're really, really thin and flexible. They stay on with the glue that they give you. You don't even need to buy other amazing glue. Their glue is fantastic. You can file them and they don't break or chip or fall apart. They come in a variety of lengths. They come in a great selection of sizes. I bought one box from Target and they were $10, I want to say, for the one box of nails. And I managed to get two full manicures out of it because I just filed down a couple of the nails that were too big to get a second set out of all of the nails that they gave me. And I am obsessed. I'm obsessed. So that's what I've got on my nails to go to England on tour. Whether they will last all the way to tour. Tour doesn't start until September. Oh my God. July 16th, Meadowhall, Sheffield. See you there. We'll see. We'll see if I'm still wearing the press-ons then, or if I've gone to a gel or something similar, or if I've got nothing. If I've got nothing on my nails and you see me, just be very polite, say nothing to me. That means things have gone badly wrong. But I can't see this going wrong because these are gorge. They're gorgeous. I love them. I'm so impressed. I also ordered a couple of sets from Colour Camp, which you may have seen online. I don't know if these are US only, I should have checked, I apologize. But if they're not, they're coming your way, I know that, because they're everywhere. And they got me. It took like 2 years for them to get me, but enough ads finally were served that I had to go and check it out. But colourcamp.com. What they do is they send you a kit to like measure your perfect size nails so there's no waste. So they only send you nails at the perfect size. So it's not like the Olive and June's where you have to try all the different sizes and see which ones fit right. They just supposedly send you ones that fit perfect first time. But when I got them, I was like, oh, but now it's just all I've got is the 10 nails. And they cost so much money. Whereas the Olive and June were $10 from Target and I got two manicures out of it. These were like $58. It was so disgusting. And I was so mad at myself when they came. And they're not magic. They're not like magically fitted to your nails. They just send you the regular sizing kit. That is like as if you were buying a normal set of nails and you just get all the nails in it. And this one, they send you a bunch of clear nails for you to work out what sizes you want first. Then they send you your nails. It's just, I think I've been scammed. I think it might be a giant scam because they say you can reuse them. There's no way. I haven't met one person who's been able to get them off in a way that you could reuse them. Bullshit. And I think it's a big scam. So I would not recommend Colour Camp nails, as pretty as they are. It's just too expensive. It takes too long because you have to wait for the first set of measuring nails to come. Then you have to wait for your regular nails to come. Just get the Olive and June. I've seen some really great Kiss nails. Like there's really, really great nails in the supermarkets, in the drugstores. Do it, but try it. If you're looking for like, you know, some fun nail art or just easy to do manicures over the holidays, your holiday, not the holidays. I am not well caffeinated today. But anyway, if you're going on holiday or you need them for the summer, I recommend these press-on nails. I think they're really great and really fun. Different world. It's a different world. Also a different world, Essence. Essence is another drugstore brand or a bargain brand, depending what you want to say, how you want to call it. But Essence is a low-cost brand that is blowing up, in large part thanks to TikTok. I don't know about you. I'm obsessed with Michaela. I spend a lot of time watching Michaela's videos. I think she's so fun. I won't have a word said against her. And also Bethany Frankel, who I've never really been a Housewives person, but I'm obsessed with Bethany's beauty reviews because she has no need to lie. Bethany's rich. She's got all the things. So when Bethany tells me something that costs $3 is good, I'm going to believe her. And one of the first things I bought on Bethany's recommendation was the Essence Baby Got Blush Stick. Now, this is $4.99 in the US. I think I paid like $3 for it because I got it on sale at Ulta where it was like $2 off or $1.50 off or something. But I paid pennies for this blush stick. It is a little chubby plastic stick. Doesn't feel fancy. Doesn't feel expensive. It does feel fun. It's chunky and little, like a little chunky lip balm that feels really nice in the hand. The texture of it is really nice. It goes on really easily. It's sort of got a slightly glossy-ish finish for summer. Not glossy, but like satiny for sure. It absolutely stinks. It honks of watermelon. If you are not a watermelon gal or chap, don't do it. Or non-binary. Like, everyone is welcome here. Shut my mouth. If you're not a watermelon person, it don't do this to yourself because it really does howl. But it's so pretty. I got the shade Tickle Me Pink. There's also Peaches and Cream, which is more of a coral, and Rosé All Day, that is a deeper pink. The Tickle Me Pink is very baby pink, and I wanted to do the TikTok baby pink high up under the eye thing because I'm 42 and I'm trying to be cool. And that failed miserably, but the blush stick itself didn't. I really like it. I really like it for light makeup days. You can just swipe it straight onto the skin, blend it in. It's not going to last forever. You will need to touch it up before the end of the day, but it's also $4.99. So where are your complaints? And it's very portable because it's so tiny. You just stick it in your handbag. Stick it wherever. I really recommend it. I like it a lot. I don't love it over a heavy foundation, but why would you put this on over a heavy foundation? I think it looks best on bare skin. My favorite way to wear it is bare skin, this on the cheeks, and then just concealer on my T-zone just to even out my complexion on a nice easy day makeup. I think it looks really, really pretty that way. You can either swipe it straight on, or you can tap it on with your fingers, or you can use a brush if you want to. I haven't tried it with a sponge. I suspect it would be grand with a sponge. While we're on Essence, another spot that I've had from them, another blush actually, and I hate saying dupes, but it's a dupe. There's no way around it. It is a dupe for Benetint, and it is their Water Tint lip and cheek tint in Kiss from a Rose. Again, $4.99. You cannot argue with the price. Now, I don't know when Benetint shrank in size by like 1,000%. I thought I'd accidentally bought like an Alice in Wonderland mini, but it turns out Benetint is a fraction of the size that Benetint used to be, and yet not a fraction of the price. So when someone recommended the Essence Water Tint to me, I thought, well, I'll give it a shot, because for $4.99, that's a lot cheaper. And Benetint is something I've used Benetint for a million years, and I'll use it and I'll love it, and then I'll forget all about it, and then 5 years will go by and I'll be like, oh, I wonder if I should try Benetint again, and I'll use it and I'll love it and I'll forget all about it. So I thought for $4.99 I give this a shot, and I actually really like it. It's the same as Benetint, almost identical, not the same smell maybe. Again, not the same smell, but it does exactly what it says on the tin, in that the tin says, I'm a ripoff of Benetint. It is just a liquid stain in a rose red, perfect for lips, perfect for cheeks. Benetint started as a nipple tint, did you know? Did you know that? You do now. Look it up, it's true. But yeah, I like it. It has the same pros and cons of Benetint. It dries down really quickly. You got to blend it really quickly. Do not put two dots on each cheek and then go back hoping you can blend one side after you've already done the other, because you will have Aunt Sally, Carrie Bradshaw, season one cheeks. Don't do that to yourself. But I think it's a real winner for $4.99. I have zero complaints, and I've really been enjoying what they've been doing. So thanks, Essence. Another brand I've been enjoying a lot recently, everything that I've tried from them I've enjoyed, is Ilia. Now, Ilia's been around a hot minute, but I feel like their last few launches have raised their game. I don't know if they've reformulated. I don't know entirely what they've been doing, but I got a sample size of the Limitless Lash Mascara in After Midnight. Meet me at midnight. You know I couldn't help myself. But it's a really nice mascara. I mean, I hate the natural green thing, but it's natural and green if that's important to you. It's go back and listen to my thoughts on greenwashing in the past. But it's really, really nice. It lifts, it separates. It's really great. My eyes are quite sensitive because I wear contact lenses and I have really bad allergies, hay fever. And this doesn't bother my eyes at all. It's got a really interesting wand. One side is sort of a very fine comb, and then the other side is more of a brush. So you can lift with one side and then separate with the other. It's a similar idea, I guess, to all those awful brushes that came out a couple of years ago. I'm looking at you, Charlotte Tilbury and Urban Decay, with like the paddle on one side and the comb on the other. I hated those. They made my lashes look ridiculous. This is nice. This gives me more volume and definition. I'm a big fan. And it comes off really easily too. It doesn't smudge or flake really during the day, but you just remove it with water. Like you would a tubing mascara, and I really enjoy it. So I like that. I've also been using one of their multi-sticks. I'm really loving that too. I 100% have it packed to take to the UK in my carry-on. I think I have the shade. I'm looking. I have the shade At Last, which is a sort of a mauvey rose, but it's a really, really natural color. I have that packed to take on the plane with me because I think that will be a really good swipe on my face to make me look alive when I'm coming through the airport. And I love that it's a stick, again, much like the Essence stick. I don't have to get my mitts in it. And I did recently just invest in their palette. They made a palette with a bunch of the multi-stick shades in one palette. So I think it's got 4 blushes, a highlight, and a contour in there. So I haven't tried that yet, but I will report back. It looks gorgeous. It will most likely be coming to the UK with me as well. After saying I wasn't going to pack a ton of makeup, I have packed quite a lot of makeup. But that's another time, another talk for another time. Something else that I have packed because I am obsessed with them. I tried so hard not to get suckered in here, lads, but I've failed. It's the Victoria Beckham Beauty eyeshadow sticks. Now, I love an eyeshadow stick. I love the Laura Mercier caviar sticks. I love the Bobbi Brown eyeshadow sticks. I believe I've loved every eyeshadow stick I've ever come across. And I do have another eyeshadow stick actually in these recommendations. But these are just really beautiful. If you like the Satin Kajal liners, I really think you'll like the eyeshadow sticks. It's very similar vibes, very similar tones. Just so easy to swipe on, smudge in and go. There's not a million colors, so you can't get lost in what is there, what isn't there. There's Oyster, which is a shimmery white. There is Trench, which is a matte peach. There's Caramel, which is sort of a shimmery bronzy gold. I have that shade and I'm obsessed with it. There's Bottle Green, which is a shimmery, would you believe, bottle green. Got that, obsessed with it. It's almost like a khaki color. It's really pretty. And Pecan, or Pecan, depending where you are, which is a matte, deeper brown. So I have Caramel, Bottle Green, and Pecan. And I didn't get Oyster just because I feel like I have 1,000 light shimmery shades in these shadow sticks already. And I didn't get Trench because it's very peachy toned and my skin does not care for the very peachy toned. So I got the Caramel, Pecan, and Bottle Green. And I'm obsessed with them. I think I could just live with those eyeshadows alone. I won't, obviously. There's also a Sunflower and Macaron, I think is the pink. Sunflower, as you might guess, is a very warm yellow. Macaron is a baby pink. I'm not interested in putting those two colours in my eyes. If you are, go nuts. They look gorgeous. They wear really well. I really, really love them. They're $34 each in the States, so they are not free. More's the pity, but they are really good. And if you're looking for a bit of a treat, I would say I like the Satin Kajal eyeliners a bit more, probably a little bit more, just because I'm going to use those more. If they made a gunmetal silver of this eyeshadow pencil, which I'm sure is eyeshadow crayon, which I'm sure is on its way, because the sea gray eyeshadow eyeliner pencil, oh my god, too many eyes, the sea gray eyeliner pencil sells out all the time and it's absolutely gorgeous and I am obsessed with that. I use that all the time. If they make an eyeshadow stick, the crayon, in the sea gray color, I will purchase 17 of them. While we're talking about eyeshadows, I do want to give another shout out to this eyeshadow stick, the second eyeshadow stick, which is by About Face. Everything I've had from them, I really love. I don't know when it happened. I don't know how it happened, but they are stealth, an amazing brand. It's Halsey's brand, which always seems like I have to explain that to people. I'll be like, it's Halsey's brand. And they're like, what? I'm like, no, I know. Halsey has a makeup brand. And what's more, it's excellent. They're really, 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 really pretty. And much more affordable, I gotta say, than the VB eyeshadow sticks. These are just $14 a stick, so a $20 saving on these. That's quite a lot, isn't it? That's quite a dramatic saving. There are a lot of colours, there are matte and shimmer finishes. I think they're gorgeous. I have the shade Actual Ambrosia in this, which is a soft taupe, pronunciations all over the place today, but it's really pretty. There are 11 shades in this, from neutrals, again, a yellow and a pink in here. There's also a blue and a green. I think they're really lovely. I hope she adds more shades to this, because for $14, what a bargain. I'd like 25,000 more, please. Last up, I mean, I've been trying a lot of stuff, especially over the last couple of months when I knew I was going to make these episodes, but these are the things that I've really, really enjoyed. I don't really feel great about telling you stuff I haven't loved. And this is something I've really, really enjoyed, and it brought me back to a place I didn't anticipate being in, and that is a place where I am someone who uses loose powder pretty regularly again, because of the Laura Mercier Ultra Blur Powder. Now, we all know Laura Mercier, famous for her loose powder. I mean, one of the first biggies that made people buy it by the bucket load for $1 bazillion instead of spending $5 or 5 quid at Rimmel for a giant, giant pot of it. Laura Mercier was one of the first people to be doing this and doing it well. I'm a big loose powder fan in the past. I have the Hourglass that I really like. I had the Fenty that I remember really enjoying. I've tried so many loose powders, and I just really fell out of love with the idea of it. I fell out of that very matte look. I didn't even fall out with the idea of bacon. I just refuse. I just can't be asked. Who has got the time? Life's too short. But I started using this when I was doing more on-camera stuff, and I had a lot of meetings, and I wanted to stay sort of more velvety for longer. So I picked up the Ultra Blur version of the translucent powder from Laura Mercier, and I am obsessed with it. It is gorgeous. I have never seen a powder that gives you such perfected skin and feels so light. It doesn't crease. It's got no, it doesn't show any cast on my skin. My skin is obviously very fair. I'm speaking there as a very, very pale skin person, but I really, really love it. And if you are a loose powder person, I really recommend it. I think it is totally worth the investment. And congrats, Laura Mercier, on a banger. Honestly, there is a lot more stuff that I've enjoyed that I want to tell you about, but there was a common theme with the other stuff I want to tell you about. And that theme is most of it was from the brand e.l.f. So when we come back after the break, we are going to talk about e.l.f., what is going on at e.l.f., what magic and witchcraft they've been weaving into their products, and which magic witchcraft products I recommend you buy, coming up after the...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome back to Full Coverage. Let's talk about e.l.f. Now, I don't know if you remember when e.l.f. started or came to the UK, when it entered the UK market. I remember because I was still working in children's books, so it was a while ago, and I know we had talked to them. Our marketing department went in to talk to them to see if there was something we could do with some of our YA books, because e.l.f. stood for Eyes, Lips, Face, and I think every product, if I'm remembering correctly, was £1. That was the whole thing in the very beginning. It was really, really, really affordable, and it was really, really basic, and it was entry-level makeup, and it was aimed very young, and I never really thought about it. Like, I went a good long time without thinking about e.l.f. for years, probably, and then I would say it popped back up onto my radar with the Poreless Putty Primer. Now, I just said to you, I hate talking about dupes. I don't like the idea of dupes. I don't like the concept of dupes. But I also don't like getting ripped off paying a lot of money for makeup when you don't need to, especially in this economy. And you can't really talk about e.l.f. without talking about dupes because they're so, so famous for them. And they don't really pretend they're not doing it, you know? They're pretty brazen in their dupes. And I think, like, we've talked about this on the podcast a million times before, there's a difference between a dupe and a passing off. Although, is there any more? Like, the packaging, a lot of the packaging of e.l.f. nods towards the product it's been inspired by, or wishes for you to associate with it in your brain. And it is what it is. The Poreless Putty Primers, the least suggestive in their packaging. I mean, when they came out, everyone straight away was like, oh my God, it's a dupe for Tatcha. It's a dupe for Tatcha. I never loved those primers from either brand just because they feel very heavy on my skin. But that's what they're meant to be. They were of their time when we were all doing very, very heavy makeup. And I think that's changed now. And there is no more proof of that than in the fact that e.l.f. just brought out a liquid version of the putty primer. So liquid poreless putty primer, $10. So cheap. It's so affordable. I haven't tried it yet, but I have heard amazing reviews. I did ask a friend who I know had it, and I did try and get one before we recorded this, and it just wasn't time. But my friend just said, oh my God, it feels like silk. That was literally what she said. Feels like silk. I'm really excited to try it. I, again, not been super into primers a ton because I will only use them when I'm doing big going out makeup, and I'm not doing a lot of big going out makeup, but now I'm going on tour. I feel like I am going to need primer. And e.l.f. has so many. There's the Power Grip with niacinamide. We love niacinamide. Yes, please. There's the regular Power Grip, which, let us not forget, they had a Super Bowl commercial with Jennifer Coolidge pretending to be a dolphin. And I have no problem with that. So even if that was absolute trash, I'd be all over it. The putty primer, which we've discussed, we've always got the putty. You've got the Sea Bright putty. You've got the acne fighting putty with salicylic acid. You've got the luminous putty. You've got the matte putty. They went hard on the putty, which actually, while I didn't enjoy the putty primers, one product I'll say that I did enjoy were the putty. I hate saying putty. I've said it too many times. It's stopped making any sense. The putty blushes. I really, really like those. That was one of the first things I bought when I started having a poke around at e.l.f. again, when I was like, okay, I guess I have to check this out. There is the putty blush and the luminous putty blush. And they're really pretty. It's just, it's a little pot. You stick your fingers in, you get it, you get your fingers in there, you put it on your face, and it's, that's what it is. I really like them. I think they look really pretty. I think they look really natural. It's such a nice flush of color. Doesn't last all day, again, but it's a cream blush. So few do, but hey, $7. Like, can you compare that to some of the higher end cream blushes? Everyone has one out right now. The Mario, I had a play with the Mario ones and I thought they were fine, but A, they're huge, and I don't want big giant blush compact. It takes up too much space. I honestly think if they had been smaller, I would have bought one to take on tour because it's a pretty finish. You know, I wasn't super in love with all the colors. There's a pale pink that I was kind of into, and I really did like the pretty finish of the Mario blushes. But it's a big fat giant compact, so it's too much, Mario. It's too much. These putty blushes for $7, they're little, they're in a little pot, perfect for travel. Big fan, no complaints. There's also a putty bronzer, which I know some people have enjoyed. I don't use bronzer, so there's never any point in me telling you what is and isn't good as a bronzer. The only bronzers I would be prepared to put my money on and back would be the Chanel, just because everyone I know that uses those love those, both the cream and the Chanel compact, the powder compact. But while I don't use either, I'm not going to tell you to go out and spend your money on it. But the putty bronzer, I feel a bit more confident in telling you it might be worth your tiny amount of money. It's not tiny, is it? $7 isn't free, but it's affordable compared to a lot of other products. Also, recent launches that have gone absolutely crazy, crazy viral. I tried one of these and I kind of liked it. Wasn't the world's biggest fan, but I don't think I have the perfect skin for it. My skin is dehydrated, but combination. And these are the Halo Glow Blush Beauty Wands. There's also a highlighter and a contour in this formula. Now, you will recognize the packaging immediately because it's the Charlotte Tilbury packaging. And e.l.f. really said Charlotte were coming for you with this Halo Glow range. I cannot in good conscience spend my money on Charlotte Tilbury anymore. I feel weird saying it, but I felt weird about Charlotte Tilbury for a long time because the whole point of Charlotte Tilbury when it launched was that they weren't going to make products that weren't best in market. That was Charlotte's whole thing. She was like, I'm not going to do anything unless it's the best version of it. I'm a makeup artist. I won't put something out there with my name on it unless it's the best version of it in the market. That was a really admirable stance to start with as a company. But it obviously was not a stance that was going to make money as a big brand that needed to put out a certain number of SKUs every single year and keep people buying and keep people invested. And that sort of went away, didn't it? And she sort of veered towards the more glamour brand, Hollywood brand, and changed the vibe from I'm a makeup artist making the best products I can to, oh, look at this, isn't it nice? And I've just been really disappointed with a lot of their stuff. It makes me sad. I think it's overpriced. I think it's fine, but I think it's overpriced. If I wanted a gorgeous, sexy lipstick that I'm going to spend money on, I'd be more inclined to buy it from Lisa Eldridge. If I wanted a highlighter, I know I can get the exact same thing, more or less, much, much cheaper from any number of drugstore brands or mid-tier brands, something like a Rare Beauty blinding highlighter if I wanted it there. The mascaras I have never gotten along with. The eyeshadow quads are still fantastic, but again, there's so much amazing product out there now that is so much cheaper, and you've got brands like e.l.f. coming in and absolutely killing it, and I could not spend the money Charlotte Tilbury is asking for with the Glowgasm, hate that name too, blushes and highlighters when I can go and get a Halo Glow Blush Beauty one from e.l.f. for $9. Like, I'm sorry, like, even if there is a slight difference in quality, and I would say maybe the Charlottes are a little bit more blendable, they go on a little bit smoother, but if your skin prep is good and you are at the bare minimum not completely cat-candid, like, I'm not the greatest makeup artist in the world, but I can make these Halo Glow blushes look really pretty really easily. You've just got to blend it and you've got to be on top of it as soon as you put it on your face. You can't let it sit. If you let it sit, it will hold, it might get patchy. Don't do that. Apply and blend. I don't think it's asking too much to save you like $30. I have those 3 seconds in my life. What else am I doing? I'm putting on blusher. What, am I gonna wander off and do something else? No. I think they're really great and I love that there is this affordable option out there. It's not a great time for people to be shitting money up the wall on really expensive makeup when you could be buying these products from e.l.f., which I think are fantastic. While we're on that, sorry, Charlotte. One thing I really love from Charlotte Tilbury and e.l.f. has a version, the Halo Glow Liquid Filter. Now, again, it's not even pretending that it is not a dupe for Hollywood Flawless Filter from Charlotte Tilbury, but it's $14 and there are a bunch of different shades. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shades of this, because when it first launched, I don't think there were quite so many, or I got sent the wrong one and it was far too warm for me. And the Charlotte Tilbury was a little bit warm for me too. And I guess there is an argument to say it is a complexion warming product. It gives you that beautiful glow. But I don't want to be warmed up. I want to look like a ghost. I want to look like Wednesday Addams. She's a bit too tan for me, you know, like she's been out in the sun a little bit too much. I want to be borderline goth at all times. And the e.l.f. shade in Fair, gorgeous. Gorgeous, love it. No notes, no complaints. And again, $14. There's also a Halo Glow setting powder, which I haven't tried, so I can't put my name to that. One thing I absolutely will put my name to which I would use this instead of the halo filter actually through summer. I think this is where I'm going to be, is the brand new e.l.f. Whoa Glow sunscreen SPF. It is a very glowy SPF primer with SPF 30. I wouldn't use it as my only sunscreen. I'm going to say that before we go anywhere else, because to use enough of it to get an SPF 30, you've got to use like a fair whack, and I would look like I had just been basting myself like a turkey. And you know I love a glow, but there's a glow and then there's like, oh babe, are you all right, or are you the Tin Man? It is very glowy and shiny, and it's beautiful if you use the right amount, and it's gorgeous under makeup. If I was just going to the beach, I would just use that. I would not just use SPF underneath it, but I would use that as my complexion product. I think it's an absolutely beautiful finish. Absolutely comparable to the Supergoop product, which again is much, much, much more expensive. And I do think there is just a note of concern with these products, and the Supergoop one as well is true of both. Is if you are going to use these products that say they are SPF 30 and market themselves as SPFs, you just have to bear in mind how much of it you would have to use. I would always recommend using another SPF underneath it and not expecting to get all of your SPF from this. This is just more of a top up, more of a belt and braces, more of a nice to have. But in and of itself as a product, as a primer and as a glow primer, I think it's gorgeous. I'm a huge, huge fan. Another thing that I'm a huge, huge fan of, two of their lip products are not out of my purse. Like, I have these upon me. I packed both of them for tour, and it is the O Face Satin Lipsticks, which are fantastic. Fantastic. They are easily as good as a NARS Audacious. They are easily as good as any sort of top tier brand lipstick that I can think of. They're not the same as a Lisa Eldridge. Again, like, I'm looking for a comparison because they're satin. And I think, you know, Lisa Eldridge has really nailed that matte formula, that absolutely beautiful, weird, soft blur madness that when you look at it, even with your eyes, you're like, why is this soft focus? And I'm looking at it with my actual eyes. What has she done? How is this magic occurring? Is it that kind of magic? No. Is it $10 for an absolute banger of a lipstick that feels substantial, that feels luxe, that you're not embarrassed to get out of its packaging while you're like out and about? No, it's absolutely beautiful. It looks like NARS. It feels beautiful on. The shades are amazing. I'm a huge, huge fan of the O Face. I hate that they're called O Face, but I get it. Like, you have to go O to put them on, and it's like, O Face. We all get it. We all know. I'm not saying it. We didn't need to say it, didn't even need to be said in the brand name. But as lipsticks, I think they're great. Also, the e.l.f. Glossy Stains. I bought a bunch of those. Some of you will know one of my early obsessions in the beauty space before Full Coverage started was the YSL Glossy Stains. Like, that was one of my gateway luxe brands products. I bought the Coral, I think, when they first came out. It was shade number 9. All the shades are different now. And I was a redhead at the time, and it was this very, very pretty pinky coral colour. And I was obsessed with it. I wore nothing but that and the Dior Lip Glow, like, for about 5 years when I lived in New York. They were the two colours I used all the time. There's also a gorgeous red in that product that is stunning. And I think they cornered the market in that glossy stain for such a long time. YSL had it down for a very, very long time, and now there are more versions of it. Maybelline has a version, but the e.l.f. version is, I think, the closest I've seen to the YSL. It's really pretty. It leaves a really pretty stain. The packaging is small enough to go in your pocket or to go out in a small handbag on a night out. I think it's really smart. And again, super affordable. Do I want to spend $40 on a YSL lipstick? It feels messed up these days to spend that amount of money on a lipstick. Not that I don't want to, not that you shouldn't if it's in your budget, not that you shouldn't treat yourself, not that I wouldn't be delighted to receive it as a gift, but it just feels so wild to me to think that I would go out and spend $40 on a lipstick these days. The world is very different to what it once was when I would merrily have done that. I just would feel weird now. That's $40 out of my cat's mouths. Do you know what I mean? I've got two cats to feed, three if you count Chester. $40 on a lipstick, how would I sit down and explain to them that no, you can't have the fancy kibble this week, Anderson, because mommy wanted a lipstick that she'll never finish because she's got 1,000 other lipsticks. So I feel a lot better about an e.l.f. glossy stain or an e.l.f. O-Face. It still feels like a treat because it looks so pretty and the finish is so pretty and they don't feel cheap. They feel just really nicely done. I think it's really clever. I'm so excited to everything that's going to come out from e.l.f. Like, I don't know what's next. I did contact the PR and say, hey, what's coming next? And they were like, this is what's out now. So they wouldn't tell me, which I fair play. Fair play. I know they did the collaboration with, again, speaking her name twice in one podcast, it's going to be controversial. They did a collaboration with Michaela for her wedding, her death, you was part, lip kit, which is what it's called. It's literally, you have to say it like that. I'm not a dark lip liner, nude lipstick kind of a gal, so that wasn't for me. But I'm curious, you know, I'm interested to see if they start doing collabs because I thought they'd gone away, but maybe they're back, like brand trips are back. I don't know. But I am super pumped to see what e.l.f. gets into. I think it's really interesting with brands like e.l.f. I'm going to use them as my example because that's what we're talking about. Traditionally, these brands have been marketed very aggressively at a younger audience. The drugstore brands, the affordable brands, because that's who, in theory, is looking to spend less money on makeup because they have less money. They have less disposable income. And then the older you get, brands start basically screwing you for money because they're like, you have money now and we're going to take it from you. So you'll see older models. I mean, I say older, I mean like 25 instead of 16. Why is Kendall Jenner trying to sell me a moisturizer? I'm 42. But you'll see older models promoting more expensive brands. They want me to identify, me as a 42-year-old woman, they want me to identify with the person that's selling Lancôme because they think I'm going to buy Lancôme and I have the money to spend on it. I think what's been so smart, that what e.l.f. has done, especially bringing in Jennifer Coolidge, that was so clever because Jennifer Coolidge is such a hit with like, and memes. She's such a meme. She's a walking, breathing, living meme. She is an icon, like famous for so many things, but she's had such a resurgence with her roles in White Lotus. But bringing her in really spoke to me and made me go like, oh, I guess e.l.f. isn't only interested in selling makeup to 14-year-olds. And I think the O-Face lipsticks made me think that too. The O-Face lipsticks didn't feel like something that was aimed at a younger audience. And I really love that they are making products, that there's a brand out there that's affordable, but they're targeting me. They're saying, hey, we know you're 42. Our makeup's really great. You don't have to spend $40 on a lipstick. That is a rarity because quite often, I mean, the Essence, like I talked about earlier, Essence products are very young. The packaging is very young. It's kind of cheap and shoddy. And I feel like an idiot when I'm buying it. That's just, there's no two ways around it. They've got a couple of color changing lip products that I wanted to get and compare to the Dior Lip Glow. But when I went into the store to get them, they just looked so shitty. I couldn't bring myself to do it. And then I walked away from the display and like two 14-year-olds went over and like filled a basket. And I was like, oh yeah, no, I get it. Cause like, it's not meant for me, but the product might be great, but they aren't marketing it to me. That's my stuff. That's my stupid stuff. But I do want to say thank you to e.l.f. for creating great products that look sophisticated, that don't feel cheap, that have great formulas and that are affordable and they don't exclude me as an older consumer. I don't feel excluded. I feel like they have done such a good job of appealing to everybody. So well done, e.l.f. Cannot wait to see what's next. And oh my God, I was about to finish without singing the praises of the camo concealer. What a monster I am. What a monster. Camo concealer, e.l.f. camo concealer, you already knew about it. It's amazing. Go and buy it. The end. I have it in like 5 different shades for every mood, 5 different very pale shades for brightening under my eyes, for covering up blemishes, for using as an all-over concealer on days that I just want to do light coverage. Easily, to me, I'm going to make a bold statement. I know a lot of people compare it to Shape Tape. It easily, to me, compares with the Dior Forever skin corrector, and that's one of my all-time favorite concealers of all time, I don't know if I've mentioned it, all time. But the camo concealer I think is amazing and so affordable, so definitely check that out. I think I'd like to see cool eye products from them next. I haven't tried an eyeshadow from them that I've been especially impressed by. Seems like Shadow 6 would be a good option, says Lindsay. I know that they have a new mascara that looks a little bit like Benefit Roller Lash, in that it looks exactly like it. I haven't tried it yet, so I can't speak to it. But I am going to try it, because I have to know. And I do like Roller Lash. Just shout me if you have any other e.l.f. tips, if there's anything else from e.l.f. that you've tried and you loved. I know a lot of people like their CC cream. I found it a little bit heavy, but I also find the IT Cosmetics CC cream a little bit heavy, so I wasn't mad about it. I was like, okay, go off, e.l.f. I'm big fan of everything they're doing. Really excited to see what comes next. Don't see how it can go badly, honestly. I've just cursed e.l.f. I've just cursed it. No, it's gonna be amazing. Go check it out if you haven't indulged yet. If you thought it was a young TikTok brand and not for you, go check it out. I think it's really just punching above its weight, and you should definitely have a play with those products. Now it's time, and I know some of you sang with me last episode, and I know some of you didn't. And I know some of you are sat in your car right now going, I did. And some of you are sat in the car going, I didn't and I won't again. I ask you to reconsider. I ask you to join me in song, to lift your voices in celebration, and join me after three to sing 1, 2, 3, highlight of the week. I thought about getting a cat in to help, but then I remembered they can't sing or speak English, so I didn't. Now, after saying I don't want to spend $40 on a lipstick, my highlight of the week is about to be obscene. I don't feel good about it, but I can't lie. I cannot tell a lie. It's really good, and I've been using it, and it's changed my skin. So I'm going to tell you about it, and if you want to turn this off now, I understand. But I have been a Bio Effect hoe for a hot minute, like a couple of years, I want to say. I have just been such a fan. I fought it for years because I was like, it's too expensive for a little bottle of serum. And then I started using it, like, oh shit, it's amazing. I love the original EGF serum. I love the eye serum. I'm obsessed with the eye serum. I really like everything they've done, honestly, the moisturizers. Everything I've tried, I've really loved. So if you have specific Bio Effect questions, just DM me at Lindsay Kelk, and I will happily answer them for you about what I think is good and why. This isn't a Bio Effect in general loving. This is very specifically about the EGF body serum. Now, it's stupid expensive. It's a lot of money. But my skin has been so dry. My hormones are all over the place. I am going through something, friends. I'm looking forward to addressing these hormonal issues when I get back from tour with fake hormones, HRT, fingers crossed, because woof, my body is so confused about what's happening. I am hot, I am cold, I am dry, I am greasy, everything is bad, everything is terrible. But my skin on my body has been so dry, and I've never had dry skin like this on my body. And I moisturize and I exfoliate, and I just couldn't get my head around it, and it was just so stressful. And then I was given this. I was gifted my first bottle. I'm absolutely buying more of it. It's currently 20% off on my website while I'm recording this, and I don't know if it will be by the time you hear this, but you can usually find a deal somewhere. Even if it's a sign up with your email address, you'll get a discount. But I started using the EGF body serum a couple of weeks ago, and my skin has never been softer. I am so shocked. I really had zero expectations from it. I'd used body serums before and achieved nothing. I got the Necessaire body serum. I talked about their shower gel last week and how obsessed I am with it. I got the body serum in a gift set at Christmas from Jeff. And I've been using that under a lotion, and it had done nothing. And the serum on its own made my skin feel drier. I assume it has hyaluronic acid in, which would make sense because that needs something else to bind to. But I just was really disappointed. It did absolutely nothing. I had very low expectations for the Bio Effect body serum, thinking it would just be a watered down nonsense of the face serum. It feels exactly the same as the face serum. It's got that same beautiful slip to it. It absorbs amazingly. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I've packed it to bring on tour. It's the only body product I'm bringing with me because it absorbs so quickly. It's going to be amazing in summer. If it's sticky and humid, you don't want a heavy lotion on you. This is going to be so great. It sits under SPF. It doesn't pill. If you put that on and then put SPF on top, it doesn't pill. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. And I just can't get over what a good job it's done. And it's not just hydrated, like it's improved my skin texture as well. Like I feel like my elbows and my forearms, like the texture looks better. My shoulders were getting really dry. Anywhere where like fabric was touching me, basically it was offending my body. And this is just so good. It's changed everything. I'm such a fan. I hate that it's not a bargain. I hate that I can't tell you this costs £5. But I can tell you it's amazing. And that's why it's my highlight of the week. And I promise the next highlight of the week will be much more affordable. I swear it. I swear it on Anderson Cooper the cat. But that's it. I'm going to go. I've done enough damage. Go and buy everything you can from Elf. And in the savings that you make from buying all of your makeup from Elf, go and treat yourself to some BioEffect EGF body serum. How's that? How's that for a bargain? That makes sense, doesn't it? That's a good deal. I'm going to go. I literally have to go because I have to finish packing because I'm flying to the UK tomorrow. By the time you hear this, I will either be on my way or on the plane or I will be in the UK ready for my book tour, which I'm going to try and do this off the top of my head again. Love Me Do is out in the UK July 20th. The book tour starts in Sheffield at Meadow Hall. On the 16th, there's a signing. The 17th will be in Edinburgh. I'll be there with Paige Toon and Lucy Vine. On the 18th, we're in Newcastle. Meet Paige Toon and Lucy Vine. On the 19th, I'm in York with Millie Johnson. On the 20th, and this is a amazing one, and we've still got plenty of tickets for this one because it's a bigger venue, so like do not miss out on this. But it's me, Jane Fallon, and Adele Parks on publication day. That is going to be amazing in Reading. If you get there, be at that one. That one's going to be so good. Friday, London, July 20th, currently sold out. I'm with Elena Armas, and it is currently sold out. We're still trying to work out if we can get a bigger venue or more tickets somehow. So stay tuned to social media if you're wanting to come to that. Saturday, I'm doing a signing. Saturday, July 22nd, I'm doing a signing at Milton Keynes at Waterstones. Sunday, July 23rd, I'm doing a signing at Bluewater Waterstones on Sunday the 23rd. And then Tuesday, July 25th, rounding everything up at Liverpool at Omi Omi. With Lucy Vine and Daisy Buchanan. And all of that information is available at waterstones.com. Just if you didn't get any of that, and I wouldn't blame you if you didn't, you can either go to my Instagram page at Lindsay Kelk or go to waterstones.com and all the information is there. And I really hope I get to see you. I really hope we can have a little chat. You can tell me which Elf products you love. And it will be amazing. I will see you all then. Thank you so much for listening and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.